Hey, everybody. Man. Welcome to the Octavarius podcast.
Good.
I just figured out how to port my iPod into our podcast, which is why you guys can't hear it, but the audience, the listeners, can hear Spoon Man. Anyway, hey everybody, welcome. This is episode 30 of the Octavarius podcast.
Oh, so old.
I know.
Wow. We have reached 30.
30 weeks?
It's been over half a year. That's a pretty big deal, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, let's sound off, starting at this end of the room.
Hey, it's Biwo.
Hey, it's Cloud.
I'm Scott.
This is Lauren.
Mark.
It's Tins.
It's Keith.
LP.
And I'm Costelvi.
Great. Hey, cool. Who's got our mailbag today?
Got it right here.
Mark. Of course. Of course.
Hang on, let me play the mailbag theme song.
Oh, it's Spoon Man.
Is it just more Soundgarden? It's more Spoon Man?
No, it's not.
No, he just pressed back on time. So yes, it is.
The mail song.
Mail time!
Open the mailbag today!
Okay, Mark, go ahead.
All right. So we got here. It's, this one is from Jamie Cullum from Chicago, Illinois. So a local, and Jamie writes. Oh no, Jamie writes. Hey Octavarius, I've just gone through a really terrible breakup.
Aww. Aww. Jamie.
I just don't feel like there's anything else for me. Oh. Can you guys? I mean, you must have been through some crazy breakups, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's up with that?
Yeah, Jamie, maybe it was for the best. Maybe it was for the best.
Jamie, there's other fish in the sea.
Is Jamie a man or a woman? I imagine.
Jamie doesn't say.
Well, I don't really care.
Well, there's two ways about it. Either it's better off, or Jamie should just kill themselves.
Yeah. Well,
I'd like to go for the first way.
Yeah.
More times than not.
Yep.
Yeah, because if you kill yourself and you're wrong, well, that's it, huh?
Yeah.
You know? Or if you kill yourself and, like, the one is out there for you, then they'll just be left to wander.
Well,
the
then
earth.
They'll have to so kill true. Themselves.
Oh, well, man. Who knows? Maybe they already did, and that's what's the worst part about the
oh,
one.
God, I don't even want to think about that.
Did you know that when a seagull's mate dies, that the seagull will go and kill itself?
Like,
whoa!
Like,
what?
Really?
Yeah. Thank God, we do not need more seagulls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck the seagull.
Sky rats, I call them.
They are.
Seagulls, when they, it might be a particular breed of seagull, but I believe it is a general thing, that seagulls, when they have a mate that they choose and they are with, once one dies, they go and kill themselves.
Because
yeah, they
have no one to steal my hot dogs with on the beach.
Exactly.
Oh. Seagulls.
Sky rat!
I saw a seagull. But they get to share things together, and then they have no one to share
like
their
LP's
thievery
hot
with.
Dog.
Yeah,
like
I saw a seagull eat half a taco in one bite.
Was it a Choco Taco, or
no,
was it just a regular taco?
It was a Taco Taco.
See, those are like tacos. I mean, I don't know why you're so surprised, Keith.
A whole taco in one bite?
What did its mate think? Was the mate cool?
Ah, dude, it was a bachelor.
It was a bachelor.
That's why I was eating tacos.
Women, am I right?
Am I right?
Yeah, but I was like on a pier in, I think it was in on the East Coast somewhere, and maybe in New Hampshire, I don't know, maybe Boston area, somewhere around there. And I was in this, at some place near an arcade, and I saw some guy like eating a taco. He's like, I don't want this anymore. He threw it to the ground. It barely hits the ground before a seagull swoops in and just engulfs the whole thing in its mouth. I don't know how a seagull opened its mouth to put half a taco in it, or why it would put a hard shell taco in its stomach. That surely hurt. But it did. And
maybe it allowed itself to unhinge its jaw like a snake.
Maybe.
Beaks. What an attractive quality in a mate. I bet you he'll get plenty of seagull ladies.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what love's like, Jamie.
I understand, you find your one and whatever, but even if, my one and only love was gone, I would do my darndest to find a way to move on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No matter how. Things about life.
Yeah, there's other stuff to do.
Yeah, our lives aren't movies. We can't just give up when our one love dies. You can't just die too. We gotta press on.
We've got shit to do.
We work alone. You might have kids.
I don't know if I would ever want to find my one.
Would that be a lot of pressure or what?
Yeah, it's...
No, it wouldn't. It'd be no pressure.
Awesome.
They're perfect. No, you don't have to impress them.
There's a lot of really, really cool and pretty girls in the world.
Damn.
So and
you just want to have
a lot of casual sex.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess. But I just want to experience...
A lot
everything
of casual
I can.
Sex.
Yes, yeah.
A lot
yes,
of
Scott.
Ones.
Castelby,
the married guy chimes.
Castelby, for the audience at home, has donned a Dalmatian dog hat.
Yeah,
which is one of the many silly hats we have.
I was
here
hoping
we
would go the entire podcast without bringing it up.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say it.
That would make sense if this is a video and the audience could see it and we didn't talk about it. But no, I'm going to bring this up.
All right, so
I'm wearing a Dalmatian hat. It's not a big deal. Right,
it's a big deal.
Are you guys usually the one? And just by history, who has broken up with someone or been the breakup Eve?
No, I'm the breakup-er.
I've been both.
Yeah, I'm about half and half at this
point. Yeah, I'm half and half and half. Too.
Or more breakup.
People aren't good enough for me.
Now, with my longer relationships, I was the breakup E. But when I went through my phase where I, you know, was with many, many different girls, I just ended it really fast.
His LP phase, we'll call it.
Yeah, my LP phase. I ended it as quickly as possible when I felt like the lady was not right for me.
Yeah, I have a big problem. I can't lead people on. I as soon as I know that this isn't right, I try to end it as quick as possible.
Because why would you want to waste anyone's time?
And I would hate for someone to lead me on and make me fall more in love with them or in like with them if it's not going to happen. And when I realize it's not going to happen or it just doesn't work with someone, I have to bite the bullet and break up with them. It's really hard to break up with people. It's really hard for me to muster the courage to say, hey, I'm sorry. You know, it's not you, it's me. Because that's what you have to say it, because it isn't them, it's me. I realize I don't like them, and I don't want to lead them.
Sometimes it's them, though.
Yeah,
sometimes you're a fucking weirdo.
That's true.
But you can never, you can't say that.
I gauge
that. I like them weird, that's why.
I gauge that before I date them.
Man wearing a Dalmatian.
Yeah, I know, I was a little elephant hat in
there.
See, that's I think normal. Guys are better about knowing, okay, I understand that this isn't going to work. I think typically, and I could be stereotyping here, but I think typically girls have a harder time in realizing that.
Well, why don't you just talk about yourself so you're not stereotyping? Do you have a harder time?
You know, I feel like...
They couldn't never know.
Like
she
recently,
couldn't know if she has a hard time.
She wouldn't know if
well,
she
yeah,
has a
hard time. Well, yeah, it might also be that. Like, in high school, I knew, like, bam, boom. But I feel like...
wait, what? You knew bam, boom, what?
How many boys' hearts did you break in high school, Lyman?
I was bad in high school.
Was high school
I'm
your
sorry.
LP phase?
Yes.
You're out of my life, baby. Bam, boom.
Bam, boom, get out of here.
Bam, boom. We did the bam,
that's
boom.
The Imany way.
Lauren, I know you mean, like, because... I feel like girls are more emotional about it. I'll be like,
I don't feel
very romantic and like passionate anymore. I'm kind of bored. I'll just kind of break up with them. It's not like a planning thing, like, will I be with this person? Is this, like, does this logically make sense? It's more of just like,
wait until you
know.
Yeah,
but why would you, why, if you know that, see, why not think, like, maybe this makes sense? Why wait? Say, yeah, I think it's pretty good. And then you wait, like, 3 months and you realize, no, it really wasn't good all that time. I'm bored. Now I'll break up with you. Because by that time, you've given me 3 months where I think this works and you like me. And then suddenly you're bored. Aw, no.
Three great months.
I wouldn't know.
What?
There's three great months.
It's all a lie.
But for that person, it's 3 great months. I want 4, 5, 6, 12, 100 great months, because these 3 months have been so good, and you've led me to believe that this is good, and all the while you've been getting bored.
No, but
said
like,
it before, I'll say it again. Women are the devil.
Break up with us.
No, maybe in high school, like, but not recently.
Yeah, I've been thinking more like high school terms, but what if during those 3 months the girl is all into it, and she's like, yeah, this is gonna work, this is gonna work, and then like just randomly, because I've been,
yeah, that's
I've
fine.
Been on the other
then
side,
break up with me as soon as you know, though. No, don't,
yeah, exactly.
Don't
leave me on.
I don't think girls know until it's like the end.
See,
like,
I can
boys know.
I don't think girls know until they can find someone else.
Yeah.
Maybe this sheds some light on why
here
I am the way
go.
I am.
Yeah.
I dated a girl for about 3 years, and just one day she kind of just dumped me. And then I found out she was dating a friend of ours like 3 days later. And I was crushed. And I tried talking to her. I'm like, what the hell happened? What's going on? She's like, well, I kind of stopped loving you a year and a half ago.
Whoa!
What?
And I was like, why would you stay with me that long? I mean, she let me do some crazy stuff to her. And I was like, why would you let me continue to do that stuff if it wasn't? And I realized, I'm like, well, I mean, when we were together, she was off the market. And then when she found a guy who was like, he had just came back from the Marines, and then he was like, I don't care if you have a boyfriend, I'm like totally want to be with you. And she's like, great. And so she dumped me for him, and that's fine now.
The devil.
And now I've kind of taken that guy's route where I don't care if you have a boyfriend, I want you now. And I don't know if I want you later, but I want you now.
Boyfriend, it's just a word.
It's just,
no,
who cares?
So
like you said, Lisa, you get 3 great months. Just enjoy the time. Who cares how it ends? You get those 3 great months, you get those 2 good nights, you get that 1 hour in the bathroom at a bar where you make out.
What?
Just enjoy all the time.
If you're just making out, why do you need to be in the bathroom?
You're going to be in the bathroom of a bar for an hour?
So what was the worst, what was probably the worst thing that you ever said to a girl to get rid of her LP?
Be gone!
Be gone, bitch!
No,
bitch, be gone!
Be gone, wannabe!
Be gone!
That's what I was hinting at, too.
The Space Jam reference? Great.
It was like my first serious relationship. And I started flirting with this other girl who was a car model. And she was like way too good for me, but I was like, sweet, I have a shot at her. So I took my girlfriend. We had been dating about a year.
He sent a shot at her, not with her.
It was about a year and a half, and I called her, and I was like, she asked me, do you need me to pick you up to go to school? I was like, no, I'm not going to school today. And she's like, why not? I'm like, well, I'm going to Schaumburg. Why are you going to Schaumburg? I'm going to hang out with this other girl.
Oh my god, cool.
Wow.
And she was like,
good morning.
What? That's literally when it was in the morning. And she was, and then it was like this whole big fight, but that's what I said to her, and I just kind of said it just very like,
wow,
I'm gonna go hang out with someone else. And then we ended up getting back together, and I found out later it was only because she wanted to do the same thing to me.
Oh!
Women are the devil.
Payback's a bitch.
Does getting back together, I mean, like if you're really gone for a long period of time,
we were only broken up for like
work?
A month, and we got back together.
I actually have a general rule of thumb I've come to learn about couples and breaking up,
mm-hmm.
is the first breakup normally doesn't stick. Like a couple has been together for a long time, it doesn't stick. They break up for a week to a month. Then they get back together. Now, that's the last time a real relationship will break up and still make it. If they break up a second time, then they will either get back together and break up indefinitely, or they will break up for good. But they will never end up together.
That's
what
happened in one of my relationships.
I don't believe that.
No,
tell
man.
Us about it, Scott.
I think if it happens more than once, then it's not going to make it.
No, I have a very good friend who has broken up with her boyfriend. They got back together, and like it's happened like probably 5 times, and now they're engaged. So.
Yeah, but I said indefinitely.
I give it a week.
I guarantee they won't end up together at the end of their life.
Our apologies.
We can bet that.
By the way, our apologies to those of you who have just been broken up with.
Deal with it.
This podcast,
especially Jamie, who wrote it.
It's got to be harsh to listen to. I mean, deal with it, but I'm sorry.
No, we're here to talk.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're here for you.
Hotline is open 24/7.
We say we're here to listen, but that's just not possible.
We would take calls, but it makes a weird buzz in the podcast.
So, let's say you're breaking up with, Mm-hmm. What do you do to recover?
I haven't figured that one out.
Pounds of Swedish fish.
I write so much like sad, angry poetry.
Do you keep that poetry?
Yes, yeah, somewhere.
Do you read it ever? Like, do you ever go back?
You write a lot of poetry.
You really write.
I want to read some of these poems and then laugh at them.
That's for the dark.
Her face is like, no, my poems.
And then, oh, and a couple of years ago, I had broken up with, and I just bought a sketchbook, and I like sketched all these like angry pictures.
Black skies being taken over by three-headed monsters with evil dicks.
And they're emo like sketches. But that's like I deal with things breakups through like art. I don't like ever get angry. I just get more like sad and weird.
Most people get here at the poetry hour.
Do the evil dicks have angry eyebrows or what?
They have evil dicks.
Oh, okay.
I like to picture Cloud in like a open mic poetry slam. And we have another another rendition from Dark Cloud.
This was she won an award, okay, Castelvi.
A snake eating a dog. A mindless head. Go away.
Cloud, I want to read your poetry, and I will not laugh at it unless it's meant to be laughed at.
Now, okay, Jamie, now you wrote this letter, and obviously you're very hurt, but did you ever stop to think that maybe you deserved it?
I can't answer you.
Like, I just said about my three. I totally deserved to get dumped. I played like World of Warcraft forever when I was dating her, and like I just totally deserved to get dumped, and I did. And now I realize that, so I'm cool with it. So Jamie, is there any reason why maybe you got dumped?
Yeah, speak up, Jamie. Yeah.
So
I mean, just think. Do you guys look back on your relationship where you got dumped and realize, oh, now that I see it in hindsight, I totally deserve that.
Oh, yeah.
I was always
Scotty
awesome.
D is shaking his head no.
Well, no, I mean...
fuck that.
Look, my relationship experience has not been thorough, I guess is the word.
Vast,
that's the word I'm looking for. Like, I had one serious relationship when I was in college, and we dated for a few years, and like Keith had said, we broke up, got back together, broke up, blah, 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 and then ended up staying apart. But other than that, I only had two girlfriends in high school. One I dated for like 2 weeks, and one I dated for a month. And one of the girls dumped me after 2 weeks because she wanted to date a football player, which, you know, whatever.
Well,
I'm
that's
13.
Just the count, I think.
It's, well, what's funny is the two girls I dated in high school, both are now lesbians.
Nice.
With each other?
That would be good.
That would be weird. But there, like the one girl who dumped me, like just randomly, like 6 months later, my friends had a condo in Wisconsin. She somehow went up there, and they just came back and said, "Yeah, you know, such and such, yeah, she got drunk last weekend at the condo and pleasured herself with a screwdriver in front of us."
Which end?
I don't know.
Because there's a big old difference.
So I like to think that her being away from me caused so much mental anguish that she just had to...
Oh my gosh.
...masturbate with a screwdriver.
Yeah.
Man, what's that say about your dick, I guess?
I mean, it's...
skinnier than...
thin.
That it's sharp.
Thin or... very or, like, thick enough and, like, with, oddly, like, kind of octagonal.
And it's got... rubber grips. I can change the tips if I need to.
Yeah, say, are you Phillips head or flathead?
Yeah, so
I'm everything.
Right. Oh, jeez.
No, I don't know. And then the other girl I dumped... because do you guys know who Mark Grace is?
Yeah,
the former baseball player.
Yeah, former first baseman of the Chicago Cubs and then later Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yeah. That's the guy.
Broadcaster for Fox Baseball.
So she was obsessed with Mark Grace for
I knew a girl who's just like that too.
But I don't know why.
I mean, he's a handsome guy, very likable.
Sure.
Her name was Violet. I knew her in the
Was her name Violet, Scott?
No.
Her name was Curveball.
It was
like obsessed with Mark Grapes.
But okay, so like everyone has their fandoms and their crushes and blah blah blah.
Yeah, a bit.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
But yeah, Mark Grace, and to the point where like I looked at her planner one day and I looked at my birthday and it said Scott's birthday, and then I looked on Mark Grace's birthday and it was like 3-page spread, like all these decorations. And you know how when you're in high school...
Mrs. Grace.
Exactly. Yeah, that's not a joke. But you know how when you're in high school when you pull off a pop tab and you're like A, B, C, D, E, F, blah, blah, blah. She, anytime she got one that landed on a G or an M, she put it on a necklace and wore that necklace
that's
around.
So that's
wow, that's
weird.
Creepy.
Yeah.
That's
so personal. I waited until 2 days after my birthday when she got me a bunch of stuff.
Nice.
And then I broke up with her.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Nice.
Yeah, women are so
mean. Did you get like a sweet baseball cap and jersey out of it?
She got me a Mark Grace jersey, a Mark Grace baseball
and a mask. It's...
Oh my god.
No, so, I mean, I don't
Mark
know.
Mark Grace's penis shaped dildo.
Right.
I mean, I guess I'm similar to you, Scott, in the fact that, like, I haven't had a whole ton of relationships. I had one long term one in college, I had one long term one in high school, and then, I guess I had two sort of long term ones in high school, and that was it. And I had a bunch of like 3-week things where it was the same thing. I realized this wasn't going to work, so I said I just cut it out and I stopped it. Here's a weird story. The first girl I dated was named Krista Whited. We dated for a long time, but we first started dating in junior high and seventh grade. And as much as everyone is an idiot in junior high and like is embarrassed about who they were in junior high because we're all dumb, I was super ridiculous. I was embarrassing. I would never in a million years hang out with seventh grade me right now. I was just nonsense. It was a big, I don't know why, but I wanted attention probably. I was just nonsense. So much so. Oh, this is weird. Krista got like embarrassed to be dating me and have other people know. I was such a sucker that I liked her so much that I agreed we could secret date so that she wouldn't have to be known as dating me.
You now, knew that? Oh man!
Wow, dude.
How long did this happen?
Oh, that was only for like 2 weeks. I'm like, no, you should let everybody know. This is dumb. And then it was like, yeah, everyone knows again. But it was weird. And then we dated for like 2.5 years, like seventh grade to halfway, like after ninth grade. So we were freshman year together. We were together. But then this is the girl who cheated on me when she went off to church camp.
That makes sense.
That's
she's the
insane.
Devil.
Yeah.
Devil.
She just, she went to church camp and like she was gone. It was only a week long and this guy, they were flirting the whole time. And I think they just made out and like he gave her, no, it was a different guy.
Joseph.
Yeah. His name was,
Paul.
Andrew, Andrew Allen. Gotcha. Ousted.
You're dating Andrew Allen out there.
Yeah, and he gave her his ring or something, and she wore it, and then she called me after, and I remember being mad that she made me even wait like the 3 days that she got home from camp. I said, "You should just call me as soon as you put that ring on, because then we were done." Because as much as it's like, if you made out with him while we were dating, then you cheated on me, and that's bullshit. Yeah, just break up with me.
So yeah,
I wasn't like five.
So Keith,
I imagine your list just continued on.
You said you dated her for about 2.5 years, but you were her secret boyfriend. Now, were you her secret boyfriend for 2.5 years?
No.
Because I've dated the first girl I told you about.
No, I cleared that up. I said that we were only secret for like 2 weeks.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That happened. And here's the weird turn of events that happened about this guy and her. So we went to we went to play his school in football, and our marching band traveled there. And I think there they broke up. like he broke up with her, and like on the way ride back, like I sat with her because we were still sort of friends, sort of, and like this was my like I'm gonna get revenge on her sort of, because I like held her hand and like made it seem like everything she was like insecure, like she was secure, everything was going back to the good old days, and then we got back and we parked in the parking lot. She's like, so. I know I was wrong. Do you think we could get back together? I'm like, yeah, I don't think it's going to work out.
Stupid dumb bitch. See,
I'm glad you had self-respect. So many times when I was dating girls, I did not... I would blind myself of how much of a dick they were.
Well, I mean, so I went out with her pathetic. And when she was embarrassed to date me. that's pretty bad.
At least you gained some self-respect later. So many girls that that ended up breaking up with me, this was usually earlier on in my life before I went through my LP phase, was they would do things that would like clearly suggest that they liked other guys or were interested in people that were not me. Mm-hmm. And I would like,
I don't believe it.
I would willfully like just make myself not notice that. And then, like, I remember one time I called a girl, and this was, like, early on in college. She went to another college, and we were still dating, you know? It was a long-distance relationship.
That was
and
really hard.
So I called her, and a dude answers. And I was like, hey, let's call her Barry. So, hey, is Barry there? And he said, yeah, she's in the shower.
Sucking my dick.
Well, almost, but he was like, yeah, she's in the shower. And I was like, why is there a guy answering the phone with her in the shower? Could be a friend still. And then
might be a friend still?
Yeah, I'm a fucking moron.
Oh, shower, man.
So then I'm like, yeah, can you just tell her Brian Wool called? And he was like, you're the one that sent her that Valentine's Day card. You know, I really don't appreciate you sending Valentine's cards to my girlfriend.
Oh, no.
Then I was forced to deal with it.
Oh, wow.
And my first thing was, hey, man, you know, she has been deceiving you as well. We both have been deceived.
She has been deceiving you as well.
So
you have also been deceived, sir.
So she was dating you and this other guy at the same time. How long had that been going on? Like, who
probably
started first, do you know?
It was, I started first, and she started dating him a month, for a month before I knew.
So he was, who was first? You were first?
I was first.
All right.
She went back to school. And then started dating this guy shortly after getting back, and just never mentioned it, and
that's
still continued.
Must have slipped my mind.
Yeah, or she might have hinted at it, and I just was such a fool.
I'm fucking this new guy now.
Yeah, like I mean, she really might have. I was really that dumb.
Oh, that
about
is
it.
Sorrowful. Would you mind if I played the sorrow song for our audience?
Is
yeah.
it more spoon song?
Of course it's spoon.
No, of course it's not.
But if you're
hang on, Cloud. The song is playing.
Okay.
I agree. I think my breakups have matured.
Yeah.
What?
No, no, they never mature.
And you deal with them better for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, they're just as immature, but you just understand the law better, so you can't get away with as much as you could in high school. Because you can shove your girlfriend in high school and she'll, like, cover for you. But if you do that to a woman...
You're shoving your girlfriend?
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's game over.
I don't get it. What do you mean? Because
it's playful.
Bitch had it coming.
It's playful.
Yeah, it's playful to shove your girlfriend into a locker bank.
Well, not in a locker bank, but
well,
like in
you
bags.
Well, you a locker bank? You mean like a bank for lockers?
Oh, hang on. I'll be with you guys in like 5 minutes. I gotta go deposit some lockers.
A locker bank is when there's a series of lockers on their own. It's a locker bank.
That's called a hall of lockers.
It's called a locker bank.
It's not that the lockers are along the wall. It's that they're also in rows as well as being along the wall.
What, like some sort of bank?
just about. So yeah,
got him.
You're acting like bank. I made up the term locker bank. It just seems like to me for my creation.
It just seems like it's a weird term.
Not every school had a locker bank. Maybe Tins grew up in one of those long schools that wasn't wide.
Yeah, dude, Conan was or whatever school I went to.
Conan, idiot.
Man, those hallways were real long.
It was like they built Wayside School properly.
All right, have any of you guys had a really terrible breakup or like just something real weird?
Yeah.
Go on, Tub.
I don't want to take this up with a bunch of long Keith stories, but I'll sum this up as quick as I can. This girl named Evan. Yes, it's a boy name. This girl named Evan, and she thought we were dating when we weren't really dating. She was mostly just stalking me, and she asked me to. We were going to go to homecoming together because I had just moved to Illinois, and I didn't know anybody. And she was in the play that I was in. I sort of knew her. She was a dancer, whatever. Sure, let's go. I'll have at least a date to homecoming. That meant to her that we were dating. She managed to position herself in I had 9 classes a day. She put herself in between every single one of my classes.
Dedication.
Like, that's terrification. She was there in all of them. And she was really awkward and weird. And
Sounds like he's perfect for you.
No. This is the first time I did the guy technique of the cold shoulder to the girl to hope that she gets it.
Oh, God.
I know, it's bullshit. I'm sorry for doing it. I'm sorry that I did it, but people do it because they think maybe it's a way to do it. But I know better now. I don't do that. But, like, I gave her the cold shoulder and tried to, like, dodge her and let her realize, no, we're not really dating here. But that didn't work. And it didn't work to the point where homecoming came. And we were going to homecoming still. But in Tennessee, homecoming and dances happen that you go to the dance and then you go out to dinner. In Illinois, you go to dinner and then you go to the dance.
Yeah, weird. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, we were at dinner and I just really didn't want to be there with her. I didn't feel that way about her. And she clearly did about me. She's being very flirtatious. And first, it came out like a joke, the way I said it. It's like, oh, you know, maybe we should just break up. And I said it like a joke. And then...
you were never going out with her, though.
I know, but this is the only way to get it through her head that we weren't. Hope she never hears that. That sounds really condescending.
Fuck that bitch.
No, I don't... Stupid dumb bitch. So... I said, maybe we should break up. And she's like, oh, you don't mean that. And everyone sort of laughed nervously because my friends sort of knew. And they were the guys that I was with.
And then
I said, no, like maybe we shouldn't be dating.
So you broke up with her in public?
In public, at dinner, homecoming. Pre-homecoming dance.
Whoa.
But still, through that, she didn't get it. I said, we aren't dating. Flat out, the table quieted, and like a couple people, like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom, and like just random people left, and I got up to leave and walk too, and it was really awkward. And we still went to the dance, we still had to take pictures. I've got to find a copy of those.
Oh my god, no way,
they're awful. Please. You can see in my eyes how much I didn't want to take that picture. Oh. But, like, I agreed to take her, so we were going to go.
You know, she's just got a wall of them at home.
This is the weird thing. I went to her home. Her dad's a photographer. Her home is covered in only pictures of her. And I don't mean all the pictures there are just her. I mean every inch of wall is covered with pictures, and every picture is her. Many of the pictures are her in the same outfit. Meaning there were pictures from the same day at different places.
That's bizarre.
But they're not even creatively staggered throughout the house of the same outfit day picture. They're all next to each other. So you know, this was just 8 pictures that
it's
day.
It's hard that you don't understand.
And, and her parents were crazy too. Everything about this girl was nuts. And we still did the dance thing. I avoided her, but had to dance with her son.
Is she on Facebook?
Yeah.
So you've seen her?
Yeah, I'm not friends with her.
Oh.
So I don't know.
But she's friends with you.
No. So then the real breakup happened after the dance. Like, we were in my car at her house. I was dropping her off, trying to get her out of my car so I could go home. And I said, I had to make it clear to this girl. I had to make it clear we were not together. If she, for any reason, thought we were joking, which I think she did, I had to get it through that, no, I wasn't joking. It's over. Whatever this was that I didn't think was real, it's not happening.
Jeez.
And I had to break up with her and, like, repeat it over and over and over and over. She kept saying, no, no, you don't mean it. No, you don't mean it. No, you don't mean it. No, that's not happening. No, we're not breaking up. No, I'm like, yes, we are. We're not dating. And finally, I had to say, Evan, you're going to have to get out of my car.
Whoa.
Because I got to go home. It's 3 a.m. I got to go home. I can't keep playing this game and telling you the same thing if you're not going to listen. We sat in my car for 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
How long was everyone's longest breakup? How long did it go?
That one over the course of where it started, that was 5 to 3.
I think I've broken up with someone for 4 hours.
Yeah. What? Wow.
Yeah.
That's a long breakup.
Yeah.
Real long.
Oh, man. No, I think when I've done it, I've tried to end that process as quick as possible.
I know.
Because that's just such a painful, awkward period.
I'm just so, I'm not really good with confrontation.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat.
And so it's just like, get the message. No, let's all just sit in silence.
That's why
I make awkward jokes, because I don't know what else
that's
to do.
Why it was so hard for me to convey to this girl, I think, that it really was over, because I was bad at it too.
Isn't that just the worst part of it, though, is just the sitting in silence right next to each other part?
Yeah.
Oh, that part's awful. We've all had that part, right?
But our most recent breakup,
What are you doing,
this
Lauren?
I'm going to listen to the podcast, but I guess it doesn't matter. We actually went out and got drinks afterwards, which I thought was strange, but it worked out well. I don't know, because I guess we were just transferred right into that friend phase. I don't know. But it was really strange still, because it was like, well, we just broke up, and we're getting a drink now. We're goofing around. This is weird. And that,
I did have a girl break up with me, and then I asked, like, hey, you want to go see a movie? I'm like, no, you fucking cunt.
No,
get out of my car. I hate you!
So, the beginning... Ready?
It's been a moment from Castelvi's past.
I don't think you
can... I'm gonna go listen to Korn.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Korn. So, the beginning of Keith's story reminded me a lot of the beginning of freshman year.
Did you date a boy with a girl name? Like a boy named Ashley?
No, but she dated a boy who didn't know they were dating.
Oh. And then he cheated on me with a dancer.
Hey!
But he didn't know you were dating?
Lauren.
So you're the girl from Keith's story?
that's what it sounds
Lauren,
like.
Explain this bullshit.
Wow, like what asshole would have ever done that to you?
I don't know. Maybe the boy sitting next to me, Marcus. Dun dun dun.
Oh my god.
Dun dun dun.
Is this shit real? Oh my goodness.
Yeah, Lauren totally thought that I was friends with them at this time. Lauren totally thought that Mark and her were dating because they made out at a party that we were all at. Am I right on this one?
Just sense Mark being more and more awkward as second, and then
this girl
talking about me.
And this girl that Mark had a thing for, expressed interest in.
Yes,
go ahead, Mark.
How do I get out of this?
Yeah, Mark, defend yourself.
Okay, so I was like, oh, that Lauren girl's really cute, and then so we had a fun time at a party. And then we hung out. But then whenever we were in public, she would never speak to me.
Oh, this is getting out right now.
She would just talk to everyone else, because she was trying to play it cool. Apparently, I discovered later. But I was like, man, this girl just totally made out of me and then now is refusing to acknowledge me in public. I guess this is over. So, I followed up on some other leads.
What's a detective to do?
6 years ago, Lauren, get over it.
What's Mark the detective to do?
7 years.
7 years.
I remember, though, Makula was awesome. I saw him, and I was like, Mark cheated on me. And I was like, whatever.
And then the first time he picked up some girl who was sad about me.
Which, P.S., I don't think I've ever told
Wait,
you.
Wait, what do you mean? He was awesome because
because he was awesome because he saw that I was, upset about Mark. So he goes, here, Lauren, and gave me an entire pizza. I mean, he ate, maybe a piece or two out of it. But he gave me an entire pizza just on the street or sidewalk.
Here you go, baby.
He was like,
So if I just hand a girl a pizza on the side
of the street.
Well,
I was drunk. What else did I want at that point?
So I should just walk up and down Clark Street. Yeah. Do you want to meet a lady? You know, you just walk up.
You joke. That would probably work.
Yeah, it would be.
You look sad, sweetheart. Here's a pizza.
Well, three quarters of a pizza, anyway.
I do have a major confession that might stop me being able to give Mark shit for 7 years. I might have kissed another guy while I thought we were dating.
Lauren!
Dude, stupid dumb bitch. You cheated on Mark?
Oh, no.
And Mark didn't know you were dating?
And Mark got no pizza.
This is the shittiest O. Henry story I've ever heard.
You were so mad when you confronted me, too. You
Mark,
I was the devil for that week.
Makula owes you 3/4 of a pizza.
I've spent the last 7 years thinking that you were so vulnerable and unaware, and now that I found out that you cheated on Mark, what the fuck, Lauren?
Man, you Jews are so.
You know how sad. You know how much of a sad sack he is.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been hearing bullshit from him for 7 years about how he felt bad about how he didn't know you were dating when you thought you were dating.
Choose Mark.
Yeah, I guess we can be friends now.
Are you playing Spoon Man again?
Playing the sad sack song.
Sad sack theme.
Are you even getting to the part where he says Spoon Man?
No. It's like 30 seconds before they say anything.
Then get it closer to the 30-second
Come
mark.
On,
the
man.
Audience is going to have to deal with it till I find what time that happens.
I would rather
30 seconds.
Spoon Man.
Now hang on, it's almost there.
Really?
Wait, dude, come on.
Okay.
And then we ate up time on the podcast.
At least you were saying something before.
Just
you
playing. Know?
Oh,
sorry,
oh, I don't know.
Oh, nothing. What's it? You were saying something, right, Lisa? You talk now.
I got broken up almost by text message.
Oh,
in high
nice.
School.
Like almost. The video text so message.
Well, he like started right this in high school. He was real dumb. I know why I didn't. But he like, it was only like a couple months, and this guy was like a compulsive liar, and like I think I just dated him because I like wanted a date to prom and I was bored, and but then like
the devil.
I just wanted to date him because I was bored.
You know.
No, that's seriously something girls like.
But that's also your reason
like,
for
oh,
breaking
boyfriend.
Up with people.
No, not that I get bored. I don't know. It's just, but anyway,
Jesus.
The story is.
I know what you're saying, Lisa.
Thank
yeah, you.
You
would.
The story
devils
is
know devils.
That I was like, he was being weird for like a week or so, and then I was out with my friends at the park, and I get this text, but it's like a mass text, like it's almost like a novel in all these different parts of him starting to break up with me, and then I like called him. I'm like, no, I'm sorry, I'm not getting broken up with by text message.
Wow.
So,
you been dating for 5 more months?
No, and then I think it was like over after that. It's all kind of a blur. But
you have meth? What happened?
No. Really, really strange.
Cloud gets on an actual natural high from being in nature. Yeah. And at
I
that point,
nature.
The high just really kicked in, and she just is yeah. a blur. She can't remember. There was too much nature. It was, like, it was a nice day. It was sunny. There were a few clouds in the sky, but there was a deer near her, I think. It was a deer, right? Right, a deer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we broke up, but then, like, I ran into him on the train. It was so Ooh. Weird. Like, I was...
Like, Metro?
Yeah,
Amtrak?
Like, it was, like...
Metro.
Metro, like, over a year later, and I was just visiting home from ISU for, like, a day, and he was, like, coming back from the Marines for a day, and he, like, sat by me in the train. It was so strange.
Oh, wow.
That's weird.
You should have you should have sent him a text message.
Yeah.
While you were sitting next to him, just send him
great.
A text.
Like I don't want to be seen.
That would have been funny.
Yeah. Heyo.
Stella, you said you broke up with a girl for 4 hours.
Yeah.
That's so long.
What the fuck about?
What are you, like Mr. Bean of breakups?
That is an amazing analogy.
The breakup was just not taken, man.
I've been there. I know what you're saying.
It was just not going over well.
Did you like start taking out a turkey and dancing with it or something?
It was just so much like, no, we can. She was like, we can do this. This is just this, and I'm like,
do I need to change? Should I change?
I really have been cheating on you hard. I've been doing everything in my power. power to break up with you. You are not letting me do it.
That's how Evan is.
I've been there.
Yeah, yeah. I she also have probably the world's shortest breakup years prior.
Oh, yeah? How'd that go?
The best breakup of my life, actually. What? It was, I was dating this girl randomly in senior year. Like,
holy
like,
shit, I have a girlfriend.
It was kind of how it happened. We made out one time, and then it was like, hey, let's go out. Sure, I want to get some get blowjobs. sorry, Mom.
You didn't swear.
So,
you didn't swear.
I did not swear. Anyway, so I was dating this girl, and then like at this time, like it was, I was in high school. It was like my senior year, and I was getting more and more confidence. Like I lost a lot of weight, and like I was the hot shit in like the theater department because I figured out I wanted to do theater stuff, and then I was like really good in my high school. So I was the hot shit with all the youngers. So I was dating this one girl, but I just wanted to like kind of play the field after that because there was a lot of chicks hitting on me at the time. And we were dating and like we weren't compatible. We were like really cool friends, but we just weren't good at boyfriend girlfriend.
No chemistry.
Yeah, it's just yeah. We didn't mix. So like, and so one day she's like, yeah, and I was just like, she's calling me. And I'm like, God, I don't want to talk. Like I don't want to be in a relationship. She's like, yeah, I just don't feel like it's working. I'm like, me too. She's like, really? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, it's not working at all.
This is great.
And she's like, yeah, I mean, like, and she's just tried to, like, she had a plan, like, well, I really want to be friends. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. Let's be friends. And I'm like, yeah, you want to get high later? And she's like, yeah.
That's awesome.
Dude, they were going to go to a park later.
Oh, that's pretty much where you go.
I went through a phase where I wanted to, like, date girls that were like me or like what I wanted to be, like, more hardcore chicks.
When did you date? In my mind, emo, arms in arms with like a goth girl.
Yeah, like well, chick with yeah, notes. Yeah, a little bit. Like I dated.
I always thought punk chicks were hot too.
Yeah, I dated. I went through like a phase where I dated chicks that were like way more hardcore than I was, and they would like I'd be in the hallway at high school, and then they like grab me and be like, "Hey," and then we'd make out like just in the hallway. And they'd be like, "What the fuck's with Brian Wool and that hardcore chick?" Like it was talked about because like I'm
just picture Brian in suspenders
and a fedora, oh, fucking suspenders.
A fedora and like high jacked up black socks, Converse that are green.
Close,
listening
but
to
no.
Mighty, Mighty
no, I'm sure you had spiky hair and like a some sort of goofy button up shirt.
Yeah. I'd wear a tie. Yeah. I wore tube socks with some sweet Adidas, like Run DMC Adidas.
Yeah, the shell toes. I used to wear those.
Yeah, I look badass.
Yeah, dude.
And I thought it was really cool sometimes. I made a button once that said, "Chicks dig me." I was really proud of that one.
The worst is I've heard this story before.
But yeah, I dated these chicks that were like way more hardcore than I was. And so like...
Did that work out very well? Or
no? Never. Never at all. Never at all. Because, like, we would like all the same things, but then they would, like, be way better at them than I was. Because they were all, like, hardcore and shit. They were so much cooler than I was.
Like, what?
Was she, like, your
or, like,
Ramona?
Like,
how hardcore is this world?
Like, going to, like, a park concert?
Yeah, like, they just really love, like, going to... Like, we used to go to, like, the Knights of Columbus to punk shows. And, like, they would love to, like, go into mosh pits and, like, hit people and run around.
Do you guys, like, go to the park, like, every afternoon and night? Park
to get high.
No,
on the park.
On the park.
Yeah.
No, we did get high a lot, and then like
I went to the park.
We went to the mall a lot, and then they would look way cooler than me. I would be like silly looking, and they always liked me because I was silly and stuff. But I was just so
B-Y, you're so silly.
Yeah,
you're so silly, B-Y.
But God, and whenever we broke up, it always just ended up totally fine because like. They were so much cooler than I was. They didn't really need me. I was just a clown.
Did they break up with you? Did they were like, "This isn't working. Your soul's not working."
You know, one broke up with, or two broke up with me, and then another one I broke up with
was this
because
just like a couple years where you just only dated punk rock chicks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I had green
and
hair.
You didn't
once.
Ever done that.
Wait, how long did you have? Bebo, how long did you have green hair for?
Yeah, what?
Not long.
Like totally green, not just like an ironic
tips,
stripe of
tips,
green.
Tips, because
oh,
frost
green
fucking
tips.
Lame. Yeah,
nice.
I tried it.
That's sick, dude. You could have been in Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century.
Oh man.
Yeah. Instead of
actually,
I was fucking lame-o at
no.
VHS.
You know what? Now that I think about it, I did the same thing, like, for a little while. Wasn't there, like, some weird, there was, like, a weird hair gel sort of thing.
Hot
like,
topic.
Yeah, it washed out right away.
No,
yeah, it was like
it washed out fairly easily.
Yeah.
Christopher used to do that, and yeah. I actually dyed my hair, but not some fucking ridiculous color, like green.
Yeah, it was blonde.
Yeah, it was blonde. And I thought I was the shit in high school. And,
I saw a photo of you.
Yeah, I had all blonde hair once, and then the worst was the sides were black. And the top was black.
I literally went through the exact same phase.
God, what the fuck
in
is
that
wrong
order?
With
you guys are idiots.
That is fucking Zach Morris, dude. I did that.
I
dyed the hair blonde.
I just couldn't do anything
you
about it.
Yeah. Because you think that's what's cool, and you think that will get you ladies.
We had my whole swim team. Well, not that I was ever on a swim team.
Yeah.
No.
You're all beaches.
No, fuck that.
I think that's like a swimming thing. With
well,
the hair.
It's like if you make.
Yeah.
It's like if you make some form of their swim playoffs. Everybody dyes their hair blonde
yeah.
or bleaches it, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, like, if they make it to the next level up, everybody shaves their head.
Yeah.
Is that like a universal thing?
Yes, because that happened in my school.
I think they did.
Yeah, blonde hair is
maybe
more
it's just
awkward
a Midwestern
dynamic.
Or
thing.
Blue. They also did dyed their hair blue.
Yeah, we had
so
people dyeing their hair shitty
colors.
Yeah.
We didn't have swimming pools at the school in Tennessee.
We didn't have one.
Well,
hotel.
It's probably because they couldn't raise the ground flat enough in Tennessee to accommodate those pools.
Tennessee, yeah, our basketball court was on a severe dumpy. Incline. It's really unfair
the
depending on which rolls. Side you're playing.
Everybody had shin splints.
It was pretty rough. Our kids were strong, though.
Wait, did they
yeah, whenever
the
they went to play
field?
Those flatlanders, they owned them.
The football field actually had a black hole in the center of it, so it's sort of sucking it in all directions.
Uh-huh. No, that is one weird thing that we did notice about Tennessee. I think we probably
black
talked
holes.
About it in our bonus podcast,
holes.
Is how, like, in Tennessee, you know how important something is based on how flat
right.
it is. Like, football fields are, high school football fields are one of the only things in that area of Tennessee that are perfectly flat.
Yep.
So you know it's damn important to them.
Like, yeah, like, there's so many hills, like, and so many houses that aren't paved or like driveways of houses that aren't paved like or cut out, they just build on these hills and on the random lay of the land. They don't flatten it out or carve out areas. They just have really, really steep driveways where you have to keep the parking brake on just to park at your house.
Man, that's a lot of work to get construction to get like a flat place
yeah.
in Tennessee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you'd think if you had to pay for that, you would just owe so much debt.
Oh man!
Oh,
well,
man.
if you do, and you pay that with a credit card,
I can't believe
yeah.
this is still.
And you have
welcome back, Scott.
You happen to accrue $10,000 or more of credit card debt, and you need someone that can guarantee that they will negotiate down that credit card debt. You need to call Legal Helpers Debt Resolution, Matt. What that jingle be?
Legal Helpers Resolution. LegalHelpersDR.com.
Spoon man.
Now's my time to shine.
Oh God.
Feel the rhythm while you can.
Spoon Man. Gosh, you know.
That song pops.
That song really pops.
You raced
like
into that.
I was close. I didn't think I'd get there. Go ahead, Keith.
It pops like pop chips. That's
huh?
right. Pop Chips, the only chip that's not baked, not fried, but popped, rather, with heat and pressure. Sort of like popcorn. But these are potato skins, and they're seasoned with various seasonings that are good. you can get a lot of flavors.
Keith, I bet some of those flavors are better than others.
Well, definitely some are better, but that's just how things work. Things can't all tie.
Surely there's a last place in this race. What might it be?
Probably just the plain old chip. The plain old chip is pretty much garbage.
I hear the salt and pepper ones are pretty awful too. Yeah.
You know what? You can tolerate half the bag. Of the salt and pepper.
Although when I went to the beach the other day,
we are not done. I have to do the shitty tagline.
They were good. Those are the good.
All right, here goes everybody. Pop chips. You got a smile. We got your time.
What?
Pop chips. See, there you go. I lost my rhythm because Lauren started talking about something.
Damn it, Lauren.
Lauren's really good at interrupting our ads. We get paid a lot to do these advertisements. They're written and they're professional.
Keith, I couldn't hear you. I had $100 bills stuffed in my ears.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Nick McCullough just buys his words of wisdom now.
Yeah, man.
It's true.
Well, we got about... we only have a couple minutes left, but Lauren, did you want to make your weekly Joseph Gordon-Levitt marriage proposal now?
I already sneaked,
Yeah, don't snuck. Think I didn't notice.
You sneaked it in under, like, something about obsession, too. Like, you weren't even being subtle about it.
Well, all I have to say is...
Snooked.
Do you want some background music to underscore this?
Yes, give it to her, please.
Give it to her, please.
Talk Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Please, make your marriage proposal, Lauren.
We're gonna have some pizza and it's gonna be great, and then you're gonna marry me. Yay.
In that order?
Request. That was it. That's how you're gonna get it.
That's a demand. Yeah.
Sparking orders at him.
I'm gonna go to New York and see him, and I'm gonna make a sign, and he's going to.
That's all it takes.
Yeah, that's all it takes.
Mommy.
Have pizza with me. No, that's a good deal, though.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna pay for it. See, Lisa.
Thanks, Cloud.
Gosh,
I feel like we learned a lot about breakups.
I think we did.
And
I
hope Jamie did.
Yeah, Jamie.
Jamie's okay.
Yeah, I hope you feel better, Jamie.
Hey,
really.
You know, Jamie, just chill out and do something you're good at. If that thing is listening to our podcast, we got a bunch of them. You can go in that backlog on octavarius.com.
Yeah.
Check it all out.
Yeah.
Another quick tip, Jamie. When you ever get dumped, smoke. Smoke a lot of cigarettes.
Yeah.
It helps.
You know, Jamie, here's one thing, and for all you listeners out there who ever get broken up with, you can get broken up with, and you're going to feel sad, and you're just going to feel sad, and it's going to take like a week or a month or 2 months or 3 months. You never know. But eventually, you'll find somebody else. So keep that chin up and keep on trucking, because someone else is down the line. You're only like 18 or 22 or 25.
Well, there's
I'm listening on our three listeners, the ones that are 18, 22, and 25.
It's really nice, Keith.
What? Yeah. Well, you know.
Use your friends. Your friends will take
care of you. Those are wise words.
Eventually, someone else that you're going to connect with will come along. And maybe they won't be the last person you connect with in that level, but there'll be someone else for a while. And you know,
if you're still feeling sad come September, come see our show at Comedy Sports Theater starting September 12th. Octavarius, so hilarious.
Sunday nights at 7 o'clock.
All right, that about covers it, doesn't it?
Yeah, we're done. Man.
Cool. All right, tune in next week for a fresh podcast. Have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everybody.
Bye.
Spoon!
Dancing in the streets.